from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. With a visit already planned tomorrow by U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy to the stretch of Route 80 that's been plagued by sinkholes in recent months, comes word of an entirely new sinkhole along Route 287, miles away at the highway's interchange with Route 80. Duffy will be joined tomorrow by Governor Phil Murphy and Congressman Tom Keene. Business owners, meanwhile, and drivers are fed up with the sinkhole issues in Morris County. Eastbound lanes of 80 have been closed for about 6 weeks with emergency repairs, and now a stretch of westbound lanes have been closed as well. This business owner from Pop's Bagel Shop is getting hit hard by the problems.
Experiencing a loss of business worse than even COVID-19. We have a full staff that are still working.
Both lanes remain closed until further notice in that stretch. Tomorrow, Secretary Duffy will be highlighting the Federal Highway Administration's work with the NJDOT to reopen the entire highway as soon as safely possible. A scary scene as a tree fell on a school bus in Hunterdon County this morning. The front end of the Tewksbury bus was crushed by the trunk and branches. Police say there were no life-threatening injuries, but the driver and 10 children aboard the bus were taken for evaluation. And London's Heathrow Airport's been resuming options following a fire that forced it to shut down and left 200,000 passengers stranded. In a statement, officials said that the first flights were repatriation flights for those who were diverted to other airports in Europe. The British government temporarily lifted restrictions on overnight flights to try to help clear the backlog. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. After another choppy day, stocks did close up. Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion within the U.S. over the next 4 years, including four new manufacturing plants. Johnson & Johnson, which has its headquarters in New Brunswick, said Friday that it's a 25% increase in investment compared with the prior 4 years. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 32 points at 41,985. Warm weather is coming. Get a $77 heating and AC tune-up from Guaranteed Service, the top-rated home service company with thousands of five-star reviews. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com today. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Staying dry for Saturday, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear to partly cloudy here for tonight. Breezy early on, though winds will diminish here late tonight. Lows from the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, breezy. There could be a stray shower in the area for the afternoon. Other than that, tomorrow should be the nicest day of the weekend. Try to get out and enjoy it. Clouds, some sunshine with a high near 60 degrees. Trending much colder for tomorrow night. Brisk lows in the upper 20s. Sunday will be cooler overall. Early sun will be followed by some clouds. Highs ranging from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. We are watching for some rain then for Sunday night. Monday, damp and cool. Cloudy, occasional rain through the day. Highs generally in the middle 50s. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs once again in the mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
In Piscataway, it's 53 degrees, Point Pleasant 53, and Camden, hey, look at that, it's also 53. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.